All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 77. Learning today is sponsored by Haran Haller, in memory of her mother, Malka Rachel Bas Yehuda Leib, by Fred Koss, in memory of his father, David Ben Yaakov, and by Yossi Siv, in memory of his father, Rav Usher Ben Harav Yoshua, Tei Nishmasam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Reporting from home today with my with a kid. Actually, we're all home today, because that's how it works. So hopefully I'll get through this moment without any interruptions. Okay, so the question is, we'll look at today, is one allowed to make Kiddush on schnapps Shabbos day? And you know, at a Kiddush, can you make Kiddush on a shot glass of whiskey? So, it's in the Mythbuster Halacha WhatsApp, so there's a little bit of a myth to that. Don't get too nervous, we'll quote two sides, but we'll see, it is a little bit questionable. Someone, an avid fan of Mythbusters, told me that he only likes listening to the ones with high upside, that like, it's clear maybe he'll get a kula out of it. So this is like, just level, you know, either you could continue doing what you're doing or worse. So it might not be your type of Mythbuster, but I appreciate the honesty. Anyways, okay, so here we go. So what is the issue potentially with making Kiddush on schnapps? So it's two issues, and one of them is harder to get over than the other. Let me open up by saying that it's known that there's there are many great Hasidisha poskim who themselves, you know, there's edus that they would make Kiddush Shabbos day on schnapps, on a shot glass of whiskey, and they paskin that it was lechatchila, it was okay. The Piskei Tshuvos goes through all of them, the Chozem Lublin, the Belzer Rebbe, the Spinker Rebbe, the Kutzker, I think most famous, you know, the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rav, would all make Kiddush on lechaims, on shot glasses. So, okay, at least people probably now are feeling a little bit better, and there's always that's always going to be true. Great, great Gedolei Olam. We'll go through the Torah of it, the Halacha of it, just to have a better understanding, and maybe you can see where you fall out. Okay, so issue number one is we're supposed to use wine. L'chatchila, Shulchan Aruch is supposed to use wine for a Kiddush, only if you don't have wine in Reish Ayin Beis Siftes. If you don't have wine, then you could use what's called Chamer Medina, which is like a chash of a drink, maybe beer. For sure, whiskey would qualify instead of wine. By the way, this is only true Shabbos day. Friday night, if you don't have wine, you just make Kiddush on challah. I think that's well known. But Shabbos day, if you don't have wine, then you can use whiskey or beer. But we have wine. There was a time where wine was expensive, so they were trying to get out of it. But it's not the case now. There's cheap wine. If you happen to not have wine, that Shabbos is fine. But if you have wine or grape juice, the Shulchan Aruch is clear. L'chatchila, you should be using wine. So how can we every single week just, how can these great Gedolei Olam every single week, even if they had wine available, use whiskey instead? So for this, there's an opinion quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Laman there says, and I'll read it to you, V'im chaviv lo yayin sarav, if you like whiskey more, if it's more chaviv to you, yachal kadesh ala biyom lechatchila, you can ideally use that even if you have wine available. Because for you, it's more chashiv, so for you, you can use that instead of wine. Okay, it's not the only opinion, but it is an opinion quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. It's legit. So if it's more chaviv to you, so then you could use wine instead. That, I think, is a hurdle we cannot overcome. The next one is a little more complicated. The next one is the shear, the amount of drink that you need for your kiddush, and that is a revius. You need a cup that holds a revius of liquid, of wine, of whiskey. A revius ranges anywhere from about 3 ounces to 5.7 ounces. I know, that's not about, that's pretty exact. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the minimum shear for your Shabbos day Kiddush cup should be 3.3 ounces. Okay, so even if you're doing whiskey, who's, you know, doing it in a 3.3 ounce or bigger cup? Shot glasses are 1 ounce, 2 ounces. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah that I just quoted, who said, oh, if it's chaviv to you, you can use whiskey, he finishes, he's like, oh, but make sure you put in a regular Kiddush cup that holds a revius. So that's an issue. It has to hold a revius, a minimum of 3.3 ounces. That's how much liquid you need to be holding in your hand when you make Kiddush. You need to drink a melo lugmav, which is a cheekful, which is about half or slightly more than half of a revius. All right, some people would be like, that's not too bad. I wouldn't mind doing that. Dangerous on an empty stomach. But lemaisa, shot glasses, which people use, don't cut it. So how do we get around that? How do people knowingly, halachically, do such a thing? So for that, we come to the opinion of the Taz. There is a Taz who says as follows. When do we say with liquids that the shear of drinking is a revius and melo lugmav? That's for a normal drink that you normally drink a high quantity of, like water or anything else. Like you ask for a cup of water, you're going to get a full cup of water. If someone were to give you water in a shot glass, you'd be like, that's so weird. What are you doing? The opposite is true here. The normal method of drinking this whiskey is with a shot glass. It's like a small amount. If someone were to give you, if you ask for, you know, some scotch and someone gives you like a full glass of it, like that's just strange. That's not the normal method of drinking. So you go based on the normal manner of shtia of whatever you're dealing with. So in this case, the Taz says, for whiskey, You're right, for wine it's a revius, but for whiskey, the normal shear is however much people normally drink, which it ends up being, you know, a shot glass. So that is, we redefine what the shear for drinking is if you're using scotch. And all of the, I said before, the Divrei Chayim, the Svinkarev, the Belzer, all of them would hold of this Taz, certainly in this case, and say that this is the halacha. It should be noted, the Magen Avram argues on the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah holds like the Magen Avram, that even when it comes to whiskey, in general, I quoted before, the Mishnah Berurah says, the shear is a revius. So there's two different things we have to consider. Can we use whiskey at all? There is a Mishnah Berurah which says, yes, you can, if it's more chaviv to you, which I think a lot of people might say it is, certainly than grape juice. But how much you need to use, that's where it gets complicated. So the Gedolei Olam, the Hasidish Rebbes, who all would do this minhag, they would rely on the Taz, who said whiskey is just treated differently because the normal method of drinking it is different. We go based on that. But many others say, no, you still need a revius. Who do we follow? So the Piskei Chubos that quotes all of these great poskim who did it said, if it's your minhag to follow, you know your family minhag is to make it on a l'chaim, on a shot glass, you could. But if it's not, then it's a little bit more questionable to rely on that. So perhaps it would be better to just make kiddush on grape juice or wine or a vias, and then to have a l'chaim after.